Daylight, September the 1st. Morning. The fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. The meek shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord, and the poor among mankind shall exult in the Holy One of Israel. Unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. The imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit in God's sight is very precious. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant. Pursue gentleness. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. The fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. Galatians 5:22. Isaiah 29:19, Matthew 18:3-4, 1 Peter 3:4, 1 Corinthians 13:4, 1 Timothy 6:11, Matthew 11:29, Isaiah 53:7, 1 Peter 2:21-23. Daily Light, September the 1st, evening. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Through honour and dishonour, through slander and praise. Indeed, all who desire to be godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. The offence of the cross. If I was still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or a thief, or an evildoer, or as a meddler. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name. For it has been granted to you, for the sake of Christ, that you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake. One has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him, who for their sake died and was raised. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke 9:23 and 2 Corinthians 6:8, 2 Timothy 3:12, Galatians 5:11, Galatians 1:10, 1 Peter 4:14-16, Philippians 1:29, 2 Corinthians 5:14-15, 2 Timothy 2:12.